To begin with, a secretary needs the normal basic skills. Accurate shorthand, the ability to take a good minute, and her typing should be well laid out. She needs a clear and cheerful voice for the telephone. And he likes her to sound pleased to be talking to the caller, and not as if she disliked them personally very much. She should be able to organize a first-class filing system. She should make effective use of new office equipment, such as copying machines and dictating machines. She should be flexible in her outlook and willing to accept change. In this connection, she should make it her business to know something about the impact of the new computers being introduced into the company. She must read all the post that comes in, as he might not have time to read it at all. He likes her to avoid extremes in dress. Not to be too glamorous or casual, but businesslike and neat. She must know how to deal with untimely callers so as not to make them feel rebuffed.
Mr. Barry is very busy, Mr. Watson. If you'd like to leave it with me, I'll see that he looks at it before he goes.
She must have the discretion to hear confidential matters and keep them to herself. She must never take advantage of her close working relationship with him. She must be trusted, respected, and liked by other members of the organization, both senior and junior. Initiative is very important, too. The ability to think ahead and forecast what is likely to happen. She must follow up the black sheep who don't produce the reports he's asked for. Remind him that a long service member of staff is leaving. He likes her to take an interest in the world markets, so that she knows what he's talking about. And if he suddenly finds that he has to make a journey to Brussels, she will look up times of trains and planes and work out a list of people he wishes to see, telephone his home and get a case packed for him. She is always one jump ahead of events. In short, her services represent something that he feels he can always count on without asking for.